The first reading today, we hear about the disobedience of the people of Israel. I smile every time that I hear words like, they were quick to stray from the way their fathers had taken, did not follow their example of obedience to the commandments of the Lord. It's like, well, when did that happen? Because what we hear over and over again is how disobedient they were. Even when they talked to Joshua, they said, we will obey you just as we obeyed Moses. It's like, that's not good news, because they didn't obey Moses. But the fact of the matter is, they kept falling into the worship of false gods. In this case, Baal and Asherah. Now we look at it and say, well, thankfully we don't have that problem anymore. Yeah, maybe we're not worshiping Baal exactly. Baal was a bull. He was the god of rain and things like that. So, yeah, we're not exactly doing that because we're not an agrarian people. So what god are we worshiping? Probably the god of the internet, the god of the airwaves. God of the airwaves, by the way, is Azazel. We just don't name him. But I cannot tell you how many times we're hearing in the confessional about people who just cannot put their phone down. They're on the thing all the time. By that, I don't mean talking on it. And so it is a false god. And if you think that we don't worship Asherah anymore, in this case, the Ashtaroth, which is plural, who was Asherah? A false goddess from Babylon. A goddess, by the way, who could be either male or female. A goddess who had a symbol. The symbol was a rainbow. A goddess to whom they dedicated an entire month to all kinds of debauchery and disgusting things. And if we brought that into modern day, that would be the month that we call June today. It's like, isn't that amazing? We don't say that we're following Asherah, but that's exactly what we're doing. And we won't say that we're following Baal, but it's exactly what we're doing. The devil isn't stupid. He's not going to say, oh, look, here there's this little stone thing that looks like a woman. Worship that. No, 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 because we'd say, no, no, that's not. No, instead he's going to say, what does it stand for? Worship it. Worship your self-pleasure. Worship the violation of other human beings. Worship the destruction of our human dignity. And we're going for it. And people are walking away from the Lord in droves. I've been telling you that for a long time. The material apostasy has been going on for a long time. I don't know if you saw, just last week there was one of these survey things that came out from, it's a secular thing, but from the group that's considered to be the best. And they asked, you know what the number of people who were baptized as babies, born into a Catholic family and baptized as babies? What are the number of those people who are still Catholic? 10%. 90%, 90% of people who were born into Catholic families are no longer Catholic. Now, of course, there are those who would say, well, I'm Catholic, but I don't go to church. That now is down to 1/3. So in other words, 2/3 of the people are now saying they are nothing, or they've just completely gone to something entirely different. So if we think that we're not worshiping false gods, we've got another thing coming. We have given ourselves wholeheartedly over to false gods. But again, the devil is really shrewd. Back in Israel at the time, they were an agrarian people. And so what was important? Rain and fertility. So what do you have? Baal and Asherah. Today, we want infertility. So we don't want to worship that. We just want to do the other side of what Asherah was about. And we want to say, we'll give lip service to the Lord, but we don't want to follow him. Because we want our selfishness. We want our pleasure. We want our ease. We want our fun. We don't care if it's Sunday. What's important are sports, far more important than anything else. Yeah, we don't have Roman Colosseums anymore. We just call them football fields, or we'll go out and beat one another half to death while people cheer. Or these, whatever they call them, MMA things and so on. It's like, why are we getting excited about people beating each other up? This doesn't make any sense. And so you can look at what's going on, and you can name it whatever you want to name it. But if anybody thinks that we aren't worshiping false gods, we've got another thing coming. Remember when I was in college, I had a professor who was from Ireland, and he was an Old Testament professor. He was talking about how in Ireland it took them so many years to be able to get their freedom, to get the kings out and so on. And he said, and now it's worshiping false gods again. And he said, if you people in America think that you're not doing it, he said, just think back a few years ago in his Irish brogue. He said, ah, they sit in the front row and they say, spit on me, Elvis, spit on me. It's like, false gods. He's the king. No, he isn't. Jesus is. But what are we doing? See, if you're going to reject God, you're going to go for anything. Everyone must believe in something. These people who want to say they're atheists, that's a bunch of nonsense. There is no such thing. Oh, maybe they say, I don't believe in God. But they've either made themselves into a god or they're going to put their worship into something else. But everyone is going to have to serve someone. That is an absolute. That is 100%. So if it's not the Lord, it's going to be a false god. So we heard in the psalm what the people did in Israel. They kept getting worse, exactly what we hear. When the judge died, they would relapse and do worse than their ancestors, following other gods in service and worship. So what did these characters require? Child sacrifice. And that's exactly what they did. Are we doing anything different? No. We're sacrificing our babies. We just do it in a cleaner way. Or we've decided we don't want babies. And so we sterilize women and we give them contraceptives and we say, this is good for you. There is nothing, zero, that is good about any of this garbage. Nothing. But we convince people that this is good. Because you see, you can have your pleasure with no responsibility. You can be selfish. It doesn't have to be an act of love. See how good that is? You can be used as an object. Wow, is that good? What a bunch of garbage. It is a false god. Period. But are we willing to change? Are we willing to look at these things and say, oh, I need to give up my worship of the false gods in my life? Oh, no. We're going to give lip service to the Lord, and we're going to keep following the false gods because I like them. They're my friends. They give me what I want. It's demonic. You notice what it said in the psalm. They sacrifice their sons and daughters to demons, not to false gods, because all the false gods are demons. What else would they be? There's only one real God. And if there is a false god, it's not the Lord, which means it has to be demonic. As I've told you before, there is only one truth and there are millions of lies. The devil doesn't care what lie you want to believe, as long as you don't believe the truth. So what false god do you want to worship? As long as it's not the Lord, he doesn't care. Which demon do you want to follow? The one who lies this way or the one who lies that way? He doesn't care, as long as you're not following the Lord. So we need to make a choice to say, I am going to follow the Lord. I am going to serve the Lord. We have going on even in America right now. Look, people are rejoicing because some of the economy is turning around and things are doing a little better. Have the morals changed one iota? No. But oh, we're going to have more money. Isn't that great? To do what? Well, that's my false god. I'll have more of my false god to serve my other false gods. But I don't want to do what the Lord is asking me to do, because I'd have to give up the worship of my false gods. We're not lighting incense in front of a statue. We're not bowing down before these things so we can convince ourselves that we're not worshiping false gods. Isn't the devil shrewd? It's all a bunch of garbage. Look at your life. Ask the Lord to show you, what are you doing in your life that is offensive to him? What false gods have you let into your life? And then you have to make a choice. Do you want to serve the false gods, or do you want to serve the Lord?